countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, water pollution is fast becoming a real issue for the public. In a survey last December by the Environmental Protection Agency, 81% of people said they were most concerned about water pollution in their local area. Well, until this year, Loch Annel in Westmeath was so badly polluted with harmful bacteria that the County Council told people not to swim in it. But Westmeath County Council have found a way to turn it around by working with farmers to clean up the water. And the good news is that the lake is now designated once again as a bathing area and people can safely go in and swim. So how was it done? Well, Jonathan Dean from Westmeath County Council is with me now. Good morning, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ella, and thanks for the invite.
Congratulations.
Well,
you must be delighted.
Well, we are. And it wasn't just Westmeath County Council. We were working with a lot of different people. We were working with the EPA, with Law Pro, with the farmers, with Chagask and the IFI, the fishermen, and a lot of the community groups down there. But we're all very pleased at the situation that we have now got to in Loch Annel.
It's all about collaboration, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because we couldn't have done this on our own because it's such a complex issue. It's very difficult to understand what's going on in the lake, and we have to rely on the community because they know these things best. It's not just engineering and science. We just have to work with the community on these particular issues.
So take me back to 2018. I mean, just how bad was it in Loch Annel?
Well, in 2018, from June, July, August, the readings went just right off the scale. Like, our highest reading was in August 2018, when it was up to 32,000 E. coli in 100 mil. And the actual threshold to go from good to poor is 90. So we were just numbers of orders of magnitude over the top. It was actually, it became a health issue.
And so at that stage, in terms of the Irish picture, Loch Annel would be way down on the...
It was always way down because the issue with Loch Annel is because it's a surface water-based lake in terms of that it's fed from rivers. We have two other pristine water bodies in Westmeath. We have Portnashangan and Loch Ool and Loch Lain, and both of those are spring-fed. So the water quality is usually better with spring-fed lakes, and they've always been pristine right through the whole... the number of years. Loch Annel is different. It's more susceptible to surface water-based pollution, and that's really what happened. And in 2018, it just went wrong.
And I mean, from your perspective, 2018, what was the? I mean, what were you thinking then?
Well,
were you thinking, this is a lost cause?
Well, we didn't consider lost cause at that point. But we were going in a particular direction. We looked at a lot of septic tank analysis. Our scientists in Westmeath were working in an area and looking at different domestic or there's different facilities on the perimeter of Westmeath. But the turning point was actually when we did some scientific testing and we were able to do PCR testing in UCD. Professor Vin Myers there was very helpful. He did a lot of testing for us, and we were able to define that 97% of the pollution had the ruminant fecal matter. So therefore, we were able to say it was bovine, it was cattle. It wasn't sheep, it wasn't horses, it was cattle. And so therefore, we were able to pinpoint what the situation was. And we knew it wasn't human waste.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it's a good example of where science is actually able to be very, very clear to all of us, look, this is where it comes from. Yeah. We know it's urban wastewater. We know it's septic tanks. We know it is cattle.
Yeah, it was key because up to then we were just trying to look at so many different areas. But once we had that actual scientific test, we knew where to look and we knew actually the approach to take. And at that stage, then we knew that a part of it was going to be outside of what Westmeath County Council could do. So we were able to actually identify that we needed a lot of assistance from the farming community.
And the farming community is very strong there. Just talk a little bit about the kind of farming around the lake.
Well, it's very fertile land, so these are top producing farms, there are a lot of really good quality and farmers. And we did find that the farmers certainly wanted to engage, and it was very refreshing. Like, we don't do the actual direct farmer engagement; we do our normal sort of farmed surveys. But the actual to get the farmers inside, we had to rely on ASIP, who is sort of an agricultural sustainability type advice they're part of Chagask, and they were able to actually go and meet the farmers and actually get into the conversations with them.
And ASSEP, the Agricultural Sustainability Support and Advisory Programme, it's co-funded by public money through the Department of Agriculture and Housing and also co-funded by the dairy industry.
Yes.
These advisors go and give free confidential advice to farmers. Confidential being the important thing here.
Absolutely, you know, and it's a local authority. If we go into farms, we actually have to look at sort of, we look from an enforcement point of view. We have a Water Pollution Act and all that, but that's not really the right approach. If you want to affect serious and positive change, you got to work with the farmers. So that's why the ASSEP is so important, and it's confidential. So they can be the confessional person to the farmer, and it can actually sort of work with them. They also work over a longer time frame. We actually have to, under the Water Pollution Act, we've got to sort of enforce these things over very quickly, but they can take a sort of a seasonal approach and they can work with farmers, and that has been the most effective part of the whole process.
So how did you do it? I mean, what did the farmers change?
Well, a number of things. The ASSEP advisors would go down and meet them and would sort of set up a plan to change various different things over a long period. They would look at things like the use of slurry systems and to ensure that they use sort of the low emission slurry rather than the broadcast, which is a much more effective way of doing it. And it actually injects the slurry into the ground. Biggest part then it was to ensure that any watering points were actually cut off, and that they would work with them to actually fence off the streams to ensure that the cattle couldn't wander through the streams and do whatever, and also that they and to do that because we worked with them to supply solar power drinkers.
These are becoming very popular, aren't they?
Very popular, yeah. And very effective, and which means that you can just completely sever the connection between cattle and the stream, because these can pump all year round and they can pump the water to a distance away from the stream, and they can also run their electric fences or whatever. They're very competitive priced, and we were able to help with the funding on that, and they've been actually quite important. Some have gone in, and there's more to go in over this coming summer. And there was a lot of other areas that we were able to work with farmers to ensure that any surface water coming off the roofs was diverted to streams and not into soil water tanks, because it doesn't matter how big your soil water tanks are, if the surface water is running into it, it'll overflow. It'll weaponize what's ever into it and turns harmless rainfall into a polluting material, and it just flows down and into the lakes.
And I suppose, you know, we have to remind ourselves, Loch Ennell has, as you say, a very strong farming community around it.
Yes.
But it's also got other uses. There's other economic, you know, businesses that are dependent on Loch Ennell. It's fishing. There's a lot of tourism that goes on there as well.
There is, yeah. There's a tourism. There's a high quality hotel. There's golf courses. There's bars. There's a lot of And as I say, it's a massive trout fishing lake, and there's a massive interest in that. And the fishermen have been very much our eyes and ears on the ground. They will tell us if something is happening, and also they've actually put their hand in the pocket and contributed to some of the improvements. Facilities in there, boat hire. There's a whole community of people, and it was difficult for 19 and 20 when on an annual basis the EPA would come out with their bathing water review report, and again Loch Ennell would be failed, and we would get a lot of complaints and say that why has this happened again. So yeah, look at it. It was an emotive subject, but it was also a subject that people really wanted to get engaged in, and that made it a lot easier for us.
And the farmers, did you find them all very receptive to the kind of advice they were given?
Well, we were sort of an arm's length from the conversations, but ASSEP have informed us that it was 95-97% engagement, because I think, you know, farmers, they are the custodians of the land. They want to do the right thing, but they want to do the right thing if they can, and it's, you know what I mean, they have to. These are highly profitable enterprises there, and that's why it was so good that the ASSEP could sort of talk in their language with them and do it over, have progressive improvements over a number of years.
So you then test again. When did the results come back?
Well, we've been testing continuously, and 18, 19, 20, we began to turn around, and 21, we had a full clear round, and that was the first year for a number of years that the bathing water has been excellent. So because it sort of a bathing water classification is on a 4-year average, because you don't know when these sort of outbursts are going to happen, so the EPA now have allowed us to go back and reclassify the bathing water quality.
And just talk to us a bit about the EU bathing water status. I mean, I very much associate it with were the coastal areas, yeah. But rivers can be assigned, lakes yeah. can be assigned too.
Yeah, I believe there's 9 inland water bodies in the country that are at bathing water designation. 3 of them are in Westmeath.
These are all lakes.
They're all lakes, mm. and they're but what it means that if they are designating bathing water, it means that they're tested once every fortnight. And all of the results are actually posted on beaches.ie, and also they should be on the site there.
Yeah, I mean, I go down to Lough Ennel, have done for quite a few years, to look at the murmurations in winter, yeah. and I couldn't help but notice these big signs that said, yes. "Do not swim."
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah, look, it was difficult. It was difficult for everyone there, and we're delighted that we've turned that corner.
And with the bathing water status designations, I mean, can the public nominate areas? So, for example, I'm thinking, if the public is swimming in a river nearby, can they ask the council, look, assign this, designate this area, and then the council will be testing?
Yeah, there's an obligation under the Bathing Water Act that all local authorities should publicly consult once a year, and it happens during the summer, and I'm sure a lot of public local authorities are currently have an open consultation process, and the idea is then after that, then we actually sort of, the local authority sort of evaluates it. It's not just bathing water quality, there's a lot of water issues that had to be looked in terms of water safety, currents and access and the like. So then they're obliged then to come back within a time frame to come back and say, is it a yes or a no?
But you would welcome
absolutely.
Hearing from people in Westmeath.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. We do. You know what I mean? There's been a lot of active requests to find a safe bathing water location on the Shannon. And certainly we're certainly looking into that.
It's very, very good news. What learning is there for other councils, do you think, in this?
Well, I think I should also mention that the Law Pro have been very, very great assistance with Law Pro, or the Local Authority Water Protection Office, and they sort of they do sort of community and technical engagement for local authorities, and they really are very helpful, and there should be the first port of call for local authorities and also for members of the public if they have water quality issues. And then we had the HSE were on board, EPA, and then the community.
So and it's all about collaboration.
It has to be all together.
Well, many congratulations to all of you and the farmers as well for making this happen. And I suppose the message is Lough Ennel is open and ready for business now. And safely, if you want to swim, then you can enjoy it.
Thank you very much, Ella.
And just for people who want to check out the areas that are designated, you can go to beaches.ie. Jonathan Dean from Westmeath County Council, thank you very much.